This week on Chicago Beer Pass, we got our boom box of beer from Mars Brewing, and we got a special guest joining us to talk about some fun events he's coming up for New Year's and leading into January and February, and then a little bit of beer news to wrap things up as always. So all that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we got a special guest joining us today.
Yeah, man. We've got Josh Thigo, man. A two-time guest on Chicago Beer Pass now.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for inviting me back.
Blue Dog Events, man. Yeah, so good to see you, man. Glad you made it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff to talk about, and we got some fun beer we're drinking right now. I was recently over at Mars or Maria's and Kimski.
Yeah.
And Kimski. They were selling this the Lumpin' Radio, Lumpin' Boogie 12 packs there. So I was like, all right, it's cool. I'll get it. So we're drinking the Lumpin' Boogie.
Yeah, so first thing I noticed was that they made it with, it was brewed at Burnt City.
Yeah, so Burnt City brewed these and probably canned them unless they used that, like, the mobile. Dude, that mobile canning line thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I love these guys. They're doing some really creative stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I thought this was going to be a mixed 12-pack. In my head, I think, like, 12-pack or pack of beer, it's a mixed pack.
Yeah.
And the cans are all different colors and designs, so.
But it's all the same beer on the inside.
It's the exact same beer. Yeah, I've seen Lagunitas IPA in all 12-packs, but usually they're, like, they're variety packs. So I'm like, oh, no, this one must have a different tea. Let me pull out another can.
Yeah, I pulled them all out. I was like, wait, these are all the same. Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's a pale wheat with that Rubois tea. Rubious tea. Rubius. Yeah. I want it to Rubios. Be Rubois so bad. I've said that like so many times.
That's the fancy French pronunciation.
The French version of the African tea.
Yeah. I like the, which is the same thing, the same description that Jungle Boogie has, right?
Well, is that just a pale wheat ale?
Yeah.
Without the tea? No.
Jungle Boogie is a pale ale with the Rubois tea.
Okay. That's weird. Why not call it the same thing? And the cans, so they looked really awesome online. The designs are really neat, but they are just stickers on these cans. Like, I was deceived by the online versions of these with the colors going all the way up, and they looked really sexy, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's weird that, like, because it's a nice sticker and it's on a can. And if it was a sticker on a bottle, it'd be like, no big deal. That's all stickers. Stickers are all on bottles. It's not the same. But for some reason on a can, you're just like.
You expect it to be printed on there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it bothers me. It shouldn't. This shouldn't bother me. But.
I don't know who does their artwork, but it is definitely cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. I think a portion of the sales of this goes to Lumpin' Radio because the 12 packs are like $40. I was like, when they rang it up, I was like.
Did you get like
I don't know if I want
can
this.
You take six out?
Yeah.
Did you get like a collector's bag or like I don't know?
I guess I got a hug.
Did you get a vinyl record with this or?
It looks like you get like a free album download.
Okay.
And you got a thing of Mashton, like the magazine, but aren't those free anyway?
So. Right on, man.
But yeah, we'll sip on that. I don't think we'll make it through all 12 cans here, but. Do our best.
We'll see, man. So, Josh, what's going on, man? We wanted to have you on the show, man, because you've had a killer year, man.
Yeah, we're finishing up a really busy, I say a busy season, but the season really hasn't ended. You know, beer festival season used to be June, you know, through end of August, but now it's starts in January and runs all the way through the end of the year.
It's true, man. There's no time off. You know, it goes up and down, but it kind of rolls pretty much all 12 months.
It does, and we really had a great year. We lucked out with incredible weather, good attendance numbers, great brewer partners, and, you know, couldn't ask for much more.
Yeah, man. You guys are, if you're not the premier events company nowadays, right, you're definitely the most consistent, right? I think even, like, even more than the Guild. I don't think the Guild has as many events as these guys.
Well, the
guys
Guild
did.
Only does a couple events.
Like, that's true. They only do a couple big events.
They do right? FOBAB and...
Beer Under Glass.
Beer Under Glass. And then they used to do the one at Goose Island. Oh, Night of Living Ales, right?
Night of Living Ales. Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Okay.
Too.
Well, yeah. They don't do that anymore, right? Did they get... that get shut down?
Yeah. I think that stopped. Yeah. So your last event was Beer Hoptacular, the return of Beer Hoptacular.
Yes, and we were excited. You know, Beer Hoptacular is kind of Chicago's original craft beer festival. Been around, you know, 7 years now, going on the 6th annual, and it travels, so it's always in a different neighborhood, different mm-hmm. venue, and so we were excited to bring it back.
Yeah, we were starting to talk about it a little before we hit record, and then we're like, we gotta dive. We just gotta press record and go into it.
Let's just do it, man.
Yeah, we can't. Waste this gold, I guess.
Well, and it all started out because I said, what did you guys think about it? And
and then I went all into like I was all buttered that I had to leave early because I had to work, and I was there for the homebrew piece, which was educational and fun as always, man. The whole crew, Chicago Beer Society, tastings.com, Marty Nachel, everybody was there. So that part was fun, but then I had to leave, and that sucked for me.
Okay. So. I was there. I think being at CineSpace, I thought we were going to be on like a stage or something a little more exciting because it's like an empty room that they haven't done anything with yet.
Yep, and that's how we kind of were in the beginning too, because when we had talked with them, they said, you're going to be on a stage.
Yeah.
Oh. And we walked in and they said, no, this is what a stage is. It's like an empty space.
It's like, and we're like, this is an empty.
And we're like, oh, okay, but... We were like, what do we do with this space? Do we, you know, try to give it some ambiance? Do we try to do something with it? And in the end, we said, screw it. It's raw industrial space, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, don't worry. We'll be someplace different next year.
Okay. And it was great. The weather was awesome because you had the food trucks right outside, which was nice. And there was a lot of people just drinking outside because...
70 degrees.
Good, and it was so nice. And it's like, well, let's just grab my drink and go hang out there.
Yeah, I saw the there was a band floating around. I was looking at pictures today. Yeah. There was like a
four-star brass band.
A four-star brass band.
Yeah, those are good guys. They've come to a couple of our festivals. We love bringing them in, and they always surprise people because they see them and then they light up, and you know it's loud.
Yeah, we had them at our wedding.
Did you really?
Oh, how cool!
So we had like them roaming around during the like reception hour, and so that was fun.
That's my favorite piece. Was kind of like New Orleans style, where they're like walking through the crowd.
Yeah,
you know, like in your face, you know, with this tuba and these drums getting after it. Yeah, how was it from a production standpoint, man? Like as far as like you know everything you wanted it to be, as far as turnout and like everybody showed up, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, everything ran smooth. We had no logistical problems. The space was cool. I mean, you had to accept it for what it was. Really great participation from the brewers. A good, you know, really great beer lineup. It was, you know, some stuff that's a little bit outside the ordinary that you don't normally see at a beer festival. But then there was some old familiars there, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there was a lot of breweries. I was kind of like, I don't know who they are, and like, let's try them. Let's roll the dice on this.
Yep. Yeah. And then you're like, wait a second, you're from Chicago? How long have you been in Chicago?
For sure. So it was nice.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the ones I was the most excited about was Band of Bohemia.
Yeah.
Doing some really cool stuff, and they just won that Michelin star.
Oh, yeah, Michael over there.
Isn't that crazy?
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was really adventurous, the tap list. Yeah, I spent like a good 5 minutes just hanging out looking at, like, I don't know, 80 or so breweries, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know a big chunk of these guys. So so this ought to be fun. So that was really cool.
Sure. But yeah, so you're already like planning next year's then, and like already thinking about the next location and space.
We are, and it's funny. We were in the city yesterday afternoon, touring a couple venues, taking a look, seeing where we wanted to do it, and kind of what's available. We really want to, you know, keep it a traveling beer festival. Find some place that's unique when people are, you know, something that's a 180 from. CineSpace. So people are, you know, like they're thinking of CineSpace, and then when they show up next year, they're like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah. You just grab them out of the back of the package, like, is that how it works? It's a battery. Like your D battery. It's about the size of a D battery.
Okay. Well, the insult booth was something that was kind of cool.
Yeah, Matt Tanaka from Matt Tanaka Marketing. That was kind of his brainchild that he put together. So nice, yeah. A lot of good reviews.
Yeah, I bought a couple and sent them to a few people. So they're pretty funny.
Yeah. So for you guys that weren't there, it literally was just an insult booth, and you went up. And they asked you 3 or 4 questions about a friend, and then with puppets, they insulted your friend, and then sent them the video.
Yeah, and they posted it on Instagram, and it was all in good fun. It wasn't anything mean about it.
Now you're doing events like I want to say like quarterly now, right?
I think we'll hit 18 events. This year. Really? Not all of them are ours. A lot of them will partner with nonprofit organizations and different organizations that need help with them. And then we partner with a couple brewers to help them with some events that they do.
Okay. Which one of these is like, what's the pecking order? Like, what's the biggest of these events that you guys do?
Our biggest one would be the Chicago Ale Fest at Buckingham Fountain. It's 2-day fest.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. There at the fountain. We bring in, close to 10,000 people for it.
Okay.
100 brewers, 200 different beers, 10 restaurants. So it's a big one, and it's a unique location. I mean, you can't really stand out in front of Buckingham Fountain and drink craft beer. I guess legally, you can do it.
Right. You probably drink these lumpen boogies. No one's going to stop you.
I don't know, man. Cops on bikes are very aggressive.
I
learned that the hard way on the beach this summer.
Like, no, I'm just drinking Tab. I got Tab here.
Yeah, man. So you got, Chicago Ale Fest. And speaking of unique venues, man, we're coming up again on, what is this, the 3rd annual Brewer's Eve?
Yes, which is really cool. It's a New Year's Eve party, but it's craft beer centric. We bring in 10 brewers from the Chicagoland area, 20 different beers, Butler passed hors d'oeuvres, a big pizza buffet, and do it at Selvage One.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, I think that was the last time. Around this time for the first one was when you were on last time.
So yeah, yeah.
And then, Nick, you've been before, so you have like a...
Yeah, I really dig that event. I think, the venue, first of all, is killer. And I think we were talking about how, like, the wedding list is, like, a couple years long to get into that place. And it's not a place, I think they sell all this furniture, but you don't really get to party there. You can go there and buy, a $20,000 lamp, but you don't necessarily get to show up and party weekly. So that part I really dug. But then you really dial in that tap list. Like, I think some of these events are kind of like, hey, let's have something for everybody, right? And let's have this wide reach with regards to the list. But for Brewer's Eve, you really get, like, specific. I think, like you said, like 12 or 13, and everybody's, like, really bringing fun stuff.
Yep. And it's a nice list. And something we're doing different this year is, in the past, we only did craft beer. And we said, if you don't like craft beer, this event's not for you, don't come. But the feedback that we got was, I really like craft beer, but my wife or my partner or my friends don't like craft beer, and we always go out together. So we really can't come because not everyone enjoys craft beer.
Okay.
So what we're doing this year...
This should not be friends with
you. Yeah, that's what I think. I think you should just stop being friends with these people.
Cut those people out from your life.
So this year we're adding a wine bar, and we'll have... 4 or 5 different wines. We're working on getting kegged wine, which I think is really cool. So we'll get kegged wine, hook it right up to the jockey box, and pour the wine off the jockey boxes and have the wine bar. And then we're working on 6 signature cocktails, and we'll have a cocktail bar. So you can go and get the cocktails, the wine, and the craft beer. Okay. And if there's any complaints, we just say, you know what? You are not a cool person.
Yeah. Whew, that's making it for a dangerous night if you show up. Because 4... handle your beer, but yeah, cocktail bar. That's dangerous.
That's exciting, man.
It's a party.
Yeah, right. So you're listening to feedback and you're adjusting accordingly. That's solid, man.
Yeah, and it was tough because in the beginning we had said, no, we're craft beer centric and
it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
what do you think this was?
Yeah. So now we're like, people are saying, no, it's cool. We want to come, but just have something for those that don't want craft beer all the time. We're like, all right, we can do that. Mm-hmm.
Here's some water.
A can of Diet Coke.
Yeah. So what's the tap list looking like right now?
We always get something from the current Fulton and Wood series from Goose. Okay. And then we usually get a Bourbon County. Not sure which Bourbon County it'll be yet. And then we have Right Bee Cider coming in this year, which, local Chicagoland cidery. So yeah, that'll be really
good. Good time, Charlie.
Good time, Charlie. Yeah.
And then, you know, that's about all we know so far.
Okay.
But the good thing is the Brewers always dig deep and they send something fun. They're not going to send the, you know, just the average stuff.
Yeah. No, that's always nice, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have, like, a venue that – what's your dream venue in the city? What venue you haven't hit yet that you want to throw one of your 18 craft beer parties
I'll tell you, I would love to do something at Wrigley Field. I wouldn't even know where to start. I wouldn't even know where to pick up the phone and call or inquire about it. And, I mean, that's, like, sacred ground there, too. So, and I'm sure everyone would love to do an event there. But I think that's the last frontier in Chicago is there's never been a beer festival at Wrigley Field.
That's true.
Anyone from Wrigley listening, reach out, call me.
Yeah.
Of the millions and millions that dial in to Chicago Beer Fest.
We want to do a beer festival at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, because they do, they're a lot more flexible than the Sox Park. Like, so there's always a summer concert series at Wrigley. Wrigley does the stadium series with the hockey team, so the Blackhawks have played there a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think if there is a venue outside of Soldier Field's always doing
something. Oh, yeah, it's always fun, but I mean,
it's too big.
Yeah, and there's two beer festivals that are already taking place there, so I mean.
Yeah. Wrigley would be good. Wrigley in the winter? They do an ice rink.
Yeah.
They've done an ice rink in the past at Wrigley. Or as part of like a weekend where one of the concerts is going or something like that.
Yeah, when the Cubs are out of town or something.
Yeah, they'd have to. Yeah, I guess that's the biggest challenge. Just like when is the stadium not have to be perfect and the grass have to be right. So.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. So did you, we're in Black Friday just passed. We were talking about, you know, where we can go get some BCS. Did you do any Bourbon County hunting?
I did, and I'm crazy. I showed up at Binney's at 1:30 in the morning. I was the first person in line.
No shit.
I was there, and
so which Binney's did you go to?
I went to the Naperville one, and okay. I was contemplating, do I drive in and go to Lincoln Park? And then I was like, forget it. I'm just gonna stay here in Naperville. Stay at the local one. So I was first in line, out there all night, and I just realized I'm too old for this.
What time did someone else finally show up?
Only about 30 minutes after I did.
Oh, wow.
So, and by 3 in the morning, there was probably 50 people there. So I wasn't the only crazy one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just too old. I think this is going to be my last year. I'm going to have to rely on friends to do it.
So did you get at least one of everything?
I did. I got one of everything, and then I was surprised. I hadn't been on social media in a couple days, but I didn't realize all the Binnies had gotten a couple cases of rare. So I ended up getting another bottle of rare.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So in the end, it ended up being worth it.
Sure. Nice. I did not partake in that. I went out to Mars that day or to Maria's and then also hit up Moody Tom for Jared's gingerbread release.
Right. Nice. So that's the Four Roses gingerbread imperial stout.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty solid. Going to Jared's, it was Friday, so I wasn't working, and I got there around, like, 4 o'clock, and I didn't look at the hours before we checked, and I was, like, trying to get in. There's no sign at Moody Tongue. I'm like, the brewery, I can see it. There's people, like, walking around in there.
I see tanks.
I see people. Like, how do I get in here? And we drove around and, like, tried the door, and then finally I had to call. I'm like, how do I get in? And, like, there's the black door. I'm like, it's locked? They're like, yeah, we don't open yet. I was like, but they need a sign.
Jared's place is wacky, man. It's like oysters and chocolate cake.
Uh-huh. It looks so nice inside. And the chocolate cake is really good.
Is it?
It's huge, though. It's way too big.
I've never had a 12-layer chocolate cake.
Maeve and I could not finish it ourselves. I watched a group of four take down two pieces.
They're busy on that chocolate cake.
And I was like, that it's way too decadent for like one person for sure.
Yeah.
But 12 layers. Yeah. And I think it takes 2 days to make or something like
no
that.
Way, really?
Yeah. It takes a long time.
I gotta check this out. This is cool.
Yeah, like you were saying, I guess it's like the whole premise, and I kind of dig it the more I talk about it. Like the whole premise is, you know, pre-dinner or post-dinner. Like, this is a brew pub almost exclusively for that, you know, which sounds fun, you know. I didn't make it to anything, man. I've been to Black. I went to Whole Foods last year, and Whole Foods, their Black Friday release was a week after the first one. So I caught some on that. I went to Rare, the original Rare. That's when I stood in line. But, yeah, like you said, man, you do it once, and you're like, all right, Jimmy, check that off the list. I'm
out. Never again.
Yeah. They had the full flight of the entire lineup on draft at Clybourne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people went to that. They said they paired prop with venison chili.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just kind of surprised. Okay. I mean, because that can get out of hand quick with the with the chocolate beer ratio. Like, yeah, it just gets skewed super fast. You're like, by the third one, you're like, fuck, another dessert. Yeah. BCS.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I heard the peppers are pretty prominent on the prop this year.
Yeah, yeah, it comes right at you.
Well, like when we were at that dinner over at Side Door for Bourbon County, it was last year.
Yeah.
We were having Bourbon County. When you drink it in that scale and that many, you just start to, I want to say, like, not care. You're just like, they all taste the same. I'm not that, like, they're all good, but I don't, like, know which one I like more, and I have five glasses now in front of me.
Yeah, once you get past two, we're spoiled because it becomes overwhelming. I can't believe you're saying that, right? There's somebody in, like, you know, Falstaff, Arizona, like, these
jerks. These guys, why do I listen to Bourbon County?
These guys are total jag-offs. Yeah, that's probably what they're saying, man. I went to a Friendsgiving event. It was just like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and everyone brought like their favorite beer, like sharing big whales, that kind of thing. You know what surprised me the most there was Vanilla Bean Barrel Aged Dark Lord from 2012. Ooh, like 2013 okay. was okay, but Dark Lord, I think, is one of those stouts that's just kind of, they make it to put it in barrels. You know, like the original, you had to sit on it for a year, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But 2012 Vanilla Bean Dark Lord pops with so much vanilla, and it is so laid back and so good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Dark Lord is one of those beers that, you know, after it sits 3 or 4 years, it gets better with age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a big beer, and I think they brew it very quickly that it's not meant to have at the moment, where most of the time you do want to drink your beer right away.
Yeah, Dark was kind of almost not that great fresh. It's like, yeah, it's too much, it's too sweet. But yeah, but we're getting off track here, man. Yeah. Oh, so the next event is Brew's Eve, and then after that is the Chicago Ale Fest Winter Edition. This is the first one of those.
Yes,
right?
New this year. We've had a lot of success with our Winterfest in Naperville.
Okay.
So we wanted to bring a Winterfest to Chicago, but we decided to do kind of a hybrid. Okay. So it's in the, and I was told today, whenever we say this, we have to say the Aeon sponsor, Grand Ballroom.
Okay.
At Navy Pier. So it'll be in the Grand Ballroom at Navy Pier, and the brewers will be in the ballroom, and then we have the pier also, and then the food trucks will be out on the pier. We'll have some ice sculpture demonstrations, some different things going on out on the pier. And then you go out, grab your food, hang out for as long as you can, go back in and get your beer.
Okay. I remember going to Beer Fest back in the day at Navy Pier. It was just called Beer Fest.
No, that's it, just Beer Fest.
And then, was a fun time.
Yeah, I think, we lose sight of how cool of a space that is. You know, it's got the negative connotations, because when you go down there in the summer, there's a bunch of tourist jerks. They're all looking just, oh, look at the buildings, it's so great. And then they're all in your way, right? And you forget, like, how awesome of a space that is. I know, Sierra Nevada, they did their beer camp there.
Yeah, which was a few summers ago. Excellent.
That was a fantastic event. And then Cider Summit, which wasn't even in the ballroom. Cider Summit was just in that little indoor area before the ballroom. So, yeah, so it'd be cool to get over there, man.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And Chicago's a beer fest town, but most of our beer festivals, again, take place in the summer, and they're heavy on IPAs, pale ales, you know, the wheat ales. But what's really great about the Winterfest is going to be stouts and porters and barley wines and all those barrel-aged strong ales and stuff that people really love. So there's, again, going to be some fun beers there.
I like what you're doing, man. You're getting after it with cold weather events. Because if you go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, they do an event at a baseball stadium, like outdoors. You know, and I'm like, yeah, we don't really get a whole lot of that here.
So I went to that 5 years ago.
Yeah, did you love it? How was it?
It was amazing. It's honestly one of the best beer festivals that I've been to. And at the end of it, I said, we need one in Chicago. Yeah. And that's what we modeled the Naperville Ale Festival off of. And the Naperville Ale Fest is the end of February, mm-hmm. and it's all outdoors. We have four large circus tents. Beers all in the circus tents. Creates a big courtyard. This year we're bringing in 15 food trucks in the courtyard, two big bonfires, and everyone's outside drinking beer, eating grilled cheese. Mm-hmm.
Food's important, man, because we were talking about FOBAB. And if you had a brewer's pass, you go upstairs to FOBAB and there's food.
Right.
But if you're just like, you know,
common folk.
If you're just, you know, a regular bro just coming in trying to party, there's not a whole lot of food options.
Right. Yeah. There's some like your microwave pizza and soft pretzel kind of thing.
So, yeah.
But yeah, having the food trucks are a nice treat because Chicago's food trucks don't really work here. Like, they're not around, but you go to events and, like, it's perfect for that because you can be like, oh, I've heard of this one, but I never know where it's at. So yeah. I'll finally try it.
We found that the food trucks are almost as popular as the craft beer itself. People get excited about it, especially when there's, you know, 4, 5, 6 of them in a row that they can go check out and not have to walk, you know, halfway across town.
Yeah. Yeah, you get this, like, food truck summit almost, like, inside the fest, like, accidentally.
Yes.
Yeah. I dig that part. Yeah.
Very cool. So anything else happening this coming week or what's coming up that people should be checking out? You got Brew Lights?
Yeah, Brew Lights is coming up on Thursday. Going to be there. We'll see. It's indoor-outdoor-ish, but it's mostly outdoor, so we'll see. We'll see about that. But then there's something coming up on December 3rd. Oh, St. Bernardus. Can't forget about St. Bernardus, man.
How can you forget about St. Bernardus?
That's my favorite one, man.
Your favorite beer.
Yeah, so St. Bernardus, their Christmas ale is coming out at the Bar Below on December 2nd. Bar Below, all we know is that it's a bar downtown. They're keeping it, like, really... Their website's, like, I don't know. I wouldn't call it under wraps. I just feel like they're not telling me, like, where exactly Bar Below is.
What it's below?
Yeah, that's a little frustrating. But St. Bernardus, all day, is like $5 a glass. And they better have the chalice. They better have the St. Bernardus chalice.
Right.
I'm going to be upset.
Somebody should cosplay the, like, old man just sitting he's at the bar.
Yeah. So those are two events coming up.
Man. Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Before we wrap up here, what about some beer news? I saw that Off Color is opening up a Lakeview.
Nice.
Lincoln Park. Location, right?
Yeah, so they're right. This is probably maybe less than a half a mile from the original Goose Island, right next to the Whole Foods over there. The Whole Foods actually has like a full bar with like 22 taps in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to open up over there. I guess the idea is to move their, to do all their sour stuff in one location and do everything else in another location.
That's probably smart though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because so, it sounded like, yeah, that was going to be the new barrel location was at the Kinsbury Street one.
Yeah. Good for them, man, because, you know, they're one of those brands. I know, like, the Bader Bra guys were saying, like, hey, you know, we went from, like, wow, we were in, like, 200 accounts, and we almost died because we were on the same roster with, like, you know, Boston Lager, right? And all they did, all Bader Bra does is lagers. They went from 200 accounts, they switched distributors, and now they're up to, like, almost 2,000 accounts, right?
Okay.
And Off Color's one of those brands where, you know, all the nerd bars carried their stuff. But, you know, no one really knew what a Goes was at the time, you know what I mean? And they were, like, really struggling at one point to, like, really just, like, find their way. So to go from that and then like 8 months later, you know, announce, hey, we're rolling and we're going to have another space. Good for them.
I think a lot of non-beer nerd people started to get on them. I know a lot of friends' wives love like their farmhouse, like Apex Predator and Fear and like all those beers like kind of fit into this like, oh, this doesn't taste like beer. It tastes like it's got something else going on. It's interesting. It's light.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to have that, yeah.
And then they do something like Dino S'mores and it blows your mind. You're like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah, you go to FOBAB and get something like Yuzu Fierce, which is like a 3%, you know, with like some Japanese fruit in it. Yeah, and then, but yeah, you got a beer like Scurry, which like you said, great on its own, great at Big Star with a shot of whiskey. So, yeah, right on.
Yeah, but it'd be nice over there by Whole Foods. It's turned into like this crazy place over there. You got a comedy club over there now and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
I love it, man, because that's how Denver is. You know, you go to Denver, you go to Portland, they got whole neighborhoods where it's like 6 or 7 breweries within walking distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at Ravenswood. I mean,
the brewery corridor. They're calling that.
Yeah, you can't throw a rock without hitting a brewery.
I'm like, this can't be real. I'm like, you guys aren't brewing today? He's like, no. I'm at Dovetail. You guys aren't brewing? He's like, no, it's Spiteful. Spiteful's like literally like the next trio.
Right, yeah. I'm surprised Naperville hasn't seen more breweries now with Salmos there.
Or have they? They may.
Well, we have a cidery, Twofold Cidery that's opening in Naperville, but yeah, Salmos out there, lone brewery in Naperville.
Wasn't one of the bars downtown turning into a brewery or a brew pub?
They were talking about it for a while, but I don't even know whatever happened with it. But as of now, I there's nothing.
Was it Two Brothers going to open up?
The Craftsman.
Yeah.
Craftsman.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's like farm to table restaurant. Yeah, with like all Dos Bros taps probably.
Okay.
No TVs, which is great.
Oh, I'm actually going out there Friday. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. I'm gonna go out there and see what's going on.
Nice. Yeah, I have not been there. I haven't been to downtown Naperville in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited to get out there, man. So Josh, we got Chicago Ale Fest coming up. No, actually, we got Brewers Eve coming up first.
Yes.
On December 31st, and then run down the dates for Chicago Ale Fest and Naperville Ale Fest coming up too.
So Brewers Eve, obviously New Year's Eve, and then Chicago Ale Fest Winter Edition is January 28th at Navy Pier, and then Naperville Winter Ale Fest Saturday, February 25th. And I can't believe I got all those dates correct.
Nice.
There you go, man.
And where can people
get
tickets? How can they get tickets? Or?
Tickets for all three events are available online. Just go to the festivalname.com, get the tickets. The one I would recommend, if you're interested, get the tickets quick, is Brewers Eve. Tickets to Brewers Eve are about 70% sold out.
Oh, wow.
Which is going quick. In the past, we didn't sell many tickets until it got closer to winter. And I pulled it up the other day, and I'm like, what is going on with Brewers Eve? Tickets are going quick, so.
I think the months and the weeks are going by so fast, people are like, I guess I got to get on this. It's going to be the end of the year before I know it, so let's do it.
You just when you're done with it. Was this always part of your plan when you started Blue Dog Events, was to say, hey, we're just going to blow it out and be that crew that parties every month all year?
It was. In the beginning, I said, you know what? I want to do a beer festival every other weekend. And once we got into it, I'm like, there's no way we could do a beer festival every other weekend.
Like, come on.
So now what we've said is we want to focus in on doing really good quality, large scale events and do them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what we're focusing on.
You said 18, so that's almost one, at least once a month.
Yeah. And then summer months, you know, doubling up.
Yeah. That's right. Cool, man. Yeah. Brewer's Eve is definitely a must. I've been to the Chicago Ale Fest when it was at Buckingham Fountains, and if this one at Navy Pier is anything like that one's going to be really good too. So I'm excited, man. Congratulations, man. I'm really glad you made it out and talked about your big year, man, you know?
Yeah, well, and congratulations. You guys have been doing a lot of cool things.
We just drink and talk about drinking.
That's about as cool as we get, Josh. You know, we drink and then we talk about it, man. Brad hits the little button and then we're off.
There we go, yeah.
Well, like you said, this is going out to millions and millions of people listening.
Right on, man.
Who would have known my drinking could influence this many people? Nick, where can people get in touch with you or find out your thoughts on anything in life?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. All the episodes get posted on the website, chicagobeerpass.com. And then our Facebook page said that's usually probably the best place to like find events and see where we're drinking at, because we're always posting photos there and sharing news as well. So check that out, /Chicago Beer Pass. And I'll do it. We made it through maybe, what, half of the boombox here, so we've got some more drinking to do. We'll keep going. Cheers.
Cheers.